This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Casabella Home and Interiors.
Getting ready for Music on the Half Shell tonight, and one of the longtime committee members, Kelly Leonard, on with us. Kelly, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
Well, Tuesday night, it's summertime, and that means Half Shell in the Umpqua Valley. Talk about what's ahead tonight.
Well, it's almost like clockwork, isn't it? We just, the summertime shows up, it's Tuesday, and like you said, everybody marks it on their calendar, and we've thus far had a great season. This is show number 3 out of our summer season, and this will be a great special one tonight because we have local favorite and hero and legend and great artist ZZ Ward is joining us tonight.
You know, we talked to her on Thursday, and
yes,
she's pretty excited to be coming back here, doing some dates, doing a bigger tour later on in the year, but has some dates this summer, and has also got a new single out, and has gotten her brother involved in her videos and producing a lot of pretty cool-looking videos to go with some of these new songs.
Yeah, and I think she is, as I said a moment ago, she's a local favorite, of course. Everybody's really proud of her. And what I've noticed is on the times that she has been here, you can see a very personal touch on her part and her affinity to the Umpqua Valley. So it'll be a great, very personal show. I think people are going to have a great time. And as evidenced by the look, there are blankets out there and people getting ready, and the production crew is setting everything up. So it's going to be a great night.
You know, one of the things she mentioned, and I hadn't really thought about it quite from this perspective, growing up here as a kid, getting into music at a pretty young age, but she talked about coming in from Glide and going to Half Shell concerts when she was a kid, and then, you know, realizing later that somebody actually wanted her to play at one was pretty amazing.
Well, you know, that speaks, doesn't it, to the history that we've got at Half Shell. I mean, Kyle, I know that you've got kids, and they grew up at Half Shell, and we've seen it. You look around, and you see people you've seen for the last 30 years at Half Shell, and you watch their kids grow up playing on the field and enjoying the music, and now those kids are bringing their kids. So after 30-plus years, we've got a nice multi-generational thing going on, great family entertainment. Have Music on the Half Shell. So we're very proud of it, and we're very, very proud of all of and happy for all of the patrons who show up year after year, support us in so many ways.
Yeah, and some of the people that have gone there for years, you know, it's interesting. I've had this kind of, I don't even know what you want to call it lately, just realizing that, oh, I'm that old now, and realizing that all these other people are as well. We've kind of had a whole group of folks in the community that have been involved in a lot of things, and now apparently we're a little older than we used to be. I'm not sure what happened there.
Well, you blink is what happened, but what's nice about that is that we people are still going to those concerts, and like I said, kids and kids of kids, but it's very nice to see that it meets the needs, the entertainment needs, and the social needs of so many people in our community, not only the people who live here, but the people who visit here. So if you've got friends coming in from out of town, relatives, make sure they're here on a Tuesday night during the summertime so they, too, can take part in this great event.
Talk about the food options and what's available for people to do in that regard.
Well, if you go up top, up on the plateau there in the parking area, we have a number of food vendors who have been with us for several years. Every year we have somebody new and different, but you can go up top and you can treat yourself to everything from Hawaiian ice and Umpqua ice cream and Mexican food and Rolling Thunder barbecue and Asian food. You're not going to go hungry up top at Music on the Half Shell. A lot of people do that. They will come and they'll either bring a picnic dinner, or if they say, not tonight, there's all kinds of food up top. So it's kind of a meet and greet up on top as people eat as well.
And mention the wine and beer aspect.
Well, the city does give us an allowance that people can bring alcohol. wine and beer, you know, on that evening. We try to keep that as controlled as we possibly can. And backstage, we're very fortunate because we have so many tremendous wineries in the Umpqua Valley, and many of them, their way of showing support for Music on the Half Shell is that they donate wine to us backstage, and we are able to provide that along with these great meals for the artists backstage.
And, you know, it's interesting. We are here are so accustomed to the summer music. And I was talking to somebody from outside of the area in the past week or so, and they were kind of stunned. They just said, how many years, you know, they just were almost in disbelief that a town the size of Roseburg and the Umpqua Valley would have multiple venues of music that have been going on for years, concerts that are offered free to those attending.
Well, and, you know, I'm very proud of Music on the Half Shell, of course. However, as you mentioned a moment ago, if you expand that look a little bit and you look at Myrtle Creek and you look at what you folks are doing down in the Winston area with Riverbend and now Sutherland, you know, there is a lot of music going on in the summertime. And I think it speaks to the fact that people who live here like to be outdoors. They like to be entertained. They love the free aspect of it and the neighborliness of it. So it's been very successful, and I think you're right. People who come from outside areas, you get into a big metropolitan area, and it's almost too large. And so suddenly they start charging for venues, and parking becomes a problem, et cetera. Here it's much more manageable, and it's kind of a high-touch proposition.
And it does take a lot of work to make all this happen. You have a committee, but I know that there's always interest in getting more folks involved at various levels.
Well, and, you know, you spoke to that a moment ago, Kyle, that we've seen people of a certain age be involved with this for so many years, and some great people, and we love them. And however, for anything like this to continue, it has to constantly be recruiting and enticing new people to join for all of the work that has to be done behind the scenes. And we've been very, very fortunate. We've gotten some terrific people that have come on board in the last couple of years and taken worker roles and leadership roles. But you're right. We are always looking for people who want to be part of all of the components that it takes throughout the year to put this together. So if you're listening to this and if you're a person that says, you know, I'd like to help out with that, you can go to halfshell.org, leave us a message, and somebody will get in contact with you probably after the concert series this year and kind of give you some ideas of the types of things that need to be done. Some of them are not very glamorous, but it's the nuts and bolts stuff that makes this look effortless, and it's not.
So. ZZ Ward tonight, 7 o'clock. Anything else you want folks to know for the evening?
I just come early. You know, bring something to eat, bring something to drink, or go up top and get something to eat, relax, see your friends, meet new friends, and you're going to have a great time tonight seeing a local homegrown talent that is on the national and international stage at this point, ZZ Ward. So it's week number 3 out of 7, so we're not done yet, and we've got some great shows going, but tonight's going to be a big one.
All right, Kelly Leonard from the Half Shell Committee, thanks for being on.
Hey, thank you, Kyle. Have a good night.
All right, 8:40 at the Morning Report.